start of cover page. Voice, the Disability Community Resource Center Newsletter, December 2019. Picture of DCRC member Barbara Taylor. DCRC by J. Aquino, Muriel Creasel, and T.J. Hill. Start of Section 1. From the Executive Director. Photo, DCRC Executive Director T.J. Hill smiling. Looking back at 2019. What a great year. 2019 signaled a whirlwind of activity at the Disability Community Resource Center. We've reignited the spirit of the independent living movement in reaching more of our community through skills training, career development, housing, personal assistance services, disaster planning and response, systems change, education, mental health and homelessness, to name a few of our priorities. We reached back to our roots as one of the first independent living centers in the world, where we literally defined a movement and began to reimagine what independent living will mean in the next decade and beyond. The DCRC has re-engaged with our larger community in Southern California to discover and cultivate new partnerships that bring people with disabilities and seniors to the forefront of planning, policy making and civic life. Thank you to the March Vista Music and Art Walk and March Vista Farmers Market for being such key partners. We're focused on the needs of individuals in our community to promote autonomy, self-sufficiency and natural support networks. We demonstrated a deep sense of disability pride and history that has energized our work with marginalized and underrepresented communities. We are addressing the tremendous impact homelessness has on people with disabilities and seniors. Thank you to Advocates United and the United Way of Greater Los Angeles for giving us a voice in this crisis. I have to thank the incredible staff of the DCRC for taking on these challenges with vigor and humility. We have a great amount of work to be proud of this past year, but we have even greater goals to achieve in 2020. With the support of our board of directors and community that is increasingly embracing our work, we can meet the regrowing and complex needs. Please join us in this next exciting chapter for the DCRC by making a donation to the center. Every dollar goes toward helping create a full and independent life for a person with a disability or senior. I can't think of a better way to ring in the new year. To make a donation, go to www.dcrc.co/donate. End of Section 1. Start of Section 2. Cultivating the Spirit of Acceptance by J. Aquino. A person cannot change what happens to them in life. They also cannot change the environment around them. But what they can control is their attitude. That is what Barbara did, upon discovering she was acquiring the disability, blindness, later in life. Prior to coming to DCRC in July of 2018, she had been losing her eyesight over the course of the previous few months. Her doctor told her she was going to lose her eyesight completely over time. After hearing the diagnosis, she searched for resources that could help her to remain as independent as possible. Through a personal friend, she found out about DCRC. She signed up to be a member and started working with DCRC staff member Nancy Urquilla. Nancy has shown her how to use assistive technology tools, such as the PenFriend, to create audio labels on household items and on her medication. Nancy also explained about helpful apps available on the Epiphany, including the Cash Reader, Speaking AI, Voice Memos, Be My Eyes, Uber, among other apps. Barbara feels that using these apps to become more independent is all a matter of memory as she continues to work with Nancy towards her goals. She feels that Nancy's work in helping her has been invaluable. Nancy explains things very carefully and logically. I couldn't ask for a better teacher. Barbara says losing the ability to read and write without assistive technology has changed how she approached things. Before her blindness, she felt reading was such a natural part of her everyday life. As a result of her newly acquired disability, she has built a support network and resources that include DCRC to help navigate her new reality. With the help of this support network, she is able to complete various tasks throughout the month. Her daughter visits twice a month to help her pay the bills. She attends a current events class at Santa Monica College and goes to the Braille Institute Book Club. The Institute of the Blind has a program she utilizes, where she has received an audiobook player and regularly receives audiobooks in the mail. After she is done with an audiobook, she sends it back through the mail. She listens to these audiobooks while she uses her recumbent bicycle to stay fit. Barbara firmly believes that while a person cannot change what happens to them, they can cultivate a spirit of calm and acceptance, and have a desire to continue to reach for the boundaries of life. Through the friendliness and help of the staff, she continues her journey in achieving greater independence. We are glad to help, Barbara. Photo of DCRC staff member Nancy Urquilla and Barbara Taylor. End of Section 2. Start of Section 3. Looking to the holidays and beyond. By Muriel Creasel. New Year, New Goals. January 2020 is fast approaching with new opportunities to develop and contribute your abilities, set some goals and create a strategy to accomplish them. For example, consider setting up an appointment with one of our job developers to talk about a new employment goal and strategies to improve your quality of life. Additionally, volunteering during the holidays is a great way to contribute, make new connections and get valuable work experience. Volunteer Match and LA Works will provide you with opportunities to meet people and get involved in a cause you care about that just might lead to your next job opportunity. https://holidaylist.bigsunday.org/logo for LA Works logo for volunteer match. Plan holiday activities and 2020 New Year's celebrations. Traveling during the holidays is an adventure, but if you are staying in town or possibly entertaining out-of-towners such as family or friends, Los Angeles provides an array of opportunities to experience the classic music concerts, outdoor ice skating and competitive light displays contributing to a meaningful and joyful conclusion to the year. Eventbrite, Discover Los Angeles, and Time Out offer online guides designed with a range of budgets in mind to help you organize and plan your holiday activities. Photo of a plate of holiday-themed cookies. New Year, New Goals. Life has become increasingly stressful, and this year has seemed like a roller coaster of ups and downs. The end of the year and the approaching holidays seem to increase anxiety with last-minute shopping, organizing traveling plans, entertaining out-of-towners or simply experiencing the holidays on your own. That is why it is important to stop a moment and consider how you are feeling. If you are feeling depressed, considerably stressed out, or grieving the loss of a family member, pet, friend or loved one, we've gathered a few resources to assist you as you make your way with hope and possibility to January 2020. The American Psychological Association has resources to manage difficult family conversations, gifting anxiety, financial stress and managing expectations. The Mayo Clinic offers coping strategies for depression and WebMD and offers additional insights for stress management. If you're someone you know are feeling dangerously depressed and hopeless, you must reach out to National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. As always, if you need us during the holidays, we are here for you Monday, Friday, 9 a.m., 5 p.m. except weekends and Wednesday, December 25th, Christmas Day, and Thursday, December 26th. We are also closed Wednesday, January 1st, 2020, New Year's Day. Happy New Year! ASL https://www.signingsofee.com/sign/happy+new+year. End of Section 3. Start of Section 4. Upcoming events. Said Robert's Day celebration. When? Thursday, January 23rd, time, 11 o'clock a.m., 1 o'clock p.m. You personally have to believe in yourself to make it happen. Said Roberts. DCRC is celebrating Ed Roberts Day in the community room. We will be discussing his life and his role as one of the founders of the independent living movement. Snacks and drinks will be provided. Community meetings and workshops Mondays. 10 o'clock a.m. Men's group support with the stress and frustration of everyday living and other issues affecting one's well-being. 2:30 p.m. Arts and crafts express yourself through creative activities and discussion. 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. Disability advocacy training beginning September 9th, October 28th. Expand your knowledge of disability rights including the ADA and relevant laws. Develop a political disability identity and learn advocacy skills. Achieve your personal and professional advocacy goals to make a contribution. Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. Grupo Deuda Mutui and Español and DCRC. This is a peer support group specially for Spanish speakers. Come join Nuestro Grupo Deuda Mutual and Español Esta Aquí para Compartir, Conocer, Creer y Vivir las Experiencias Personales de Sus Integrantes, Atras Dia Motivación y Su Desarrollo Individual para Reforzar Su Propia Identidad. 10 o'clock a.m. walking group. Let's walk to relieve stress. Just 30 minutes of walking a day can improve your aerobic system, digestive system, and sleep. 10 o'clock a.m. book club. DCRC members pick a book to read and discuss over a period of time. To sign up for the club, please send an email to navydhetson2013@gmail.com. Wednesdays, 11 o'clock a.m. women's group. This group provides a judgment-free environment where you can receive support for the many challenges you face as a woman. 2 o'clock p.m. Recovery International, a group where members gain skills to lead a more peaceful and productive life in recovery. 4 o'clock p.m. WRAP, the Wellness Recovery Action Plan. WRAP is a self-help tool that decreases negative feelings while increasing personal empowerment. Thursdays, 9 o'clock a.m. Violin Lessons, free violin lessons for beginners by Shone. 12:30 p.m. Computer Class, learn basic personal computer operation and software. To register, please call area code 310-390-3611. 4 o'clock p.m. Writing Group, a group where members pick a topic or feeling to write about for 30 minutes. The remaining time is used to reflect on insights gained. 5:30 p.m. Recovery International, a group where members gain skills to lead a more peaceful and productive life in recovery. Fridays, 10 o'clock a.m. Housing Workshop to Andy/4th Fridays. Learn about your legal rights as a tenant with disability or an older adult tenant, types of low-income housing and their eligibility criteria, and helpful resources for conducting a housing search. Pre-registration required. 10:30 a.m. and 1 o'clock p.m. Spanish Class, Beginner's Class every week to help you increase your skills in conversational Spanish. 11 o'clock a.m. Mindfulness, learn how to be present in the moment without regretting the past or worrying about the future. 3 o'clock p.m. Upside Ceiling Workshop, Fix and Decorate, Reinvent Upside Ceiling with Master Creator Theta. Choose projects to keep or donate to organizations such as schools or nonprofits. Fun for all ages and skill levels, with friendly competitions/prizes. Pay registration required. Please email urinu@gmail.com. End of section 4. Thanks for listening to our newsletter.